Watch, relaxing on his porch, Israeli spies Palestinian terrorist and shoots him dead with M16. By Deborah Brand on May 9, 2022. An Israeli man was sipping tea with his family on the porch of his home in the West Bank settlement of Tekoa on Sunday evening when he spotted an armed Palestinian trying to scale the security fence. The man, a father of seven, rushed his family inside and grabbed his M16 rifle and shot the terrorist. "I was sitting with my wife and children on the balcony and we drank a cup of tea," Yair Maimon recounted. "Suddenly I saw a guy climbing a pole in a fence next to my house. I shouted at him, 'Who are you?' And he mumbled something indecipherable. I immediately realized it was a terrorist attack. I rushed my wife and children inside the house and told them to close the doors. I took out the gun. I immediately went outside and realized that the terrorist had managed to get to the parking lot of the house. I heard a rustling noise from the bushes. I turned around and saw him in front of my eyes with a knife in hand. I immediately fired several bullets until he was neutralized. It could have ended very differently." As a civilian member of the settlement's security team, Maimon is allowed to possess a weapon. His 13-year-old daughter caught the whole incident on her camera phone. She can be heard saying, "Die to the terrorist," once her father had shot him, before bursting into tears and exclaiming, "Mommy." The incident took place at the same time as a separate knife attack was occurring by Jerusalem's Damascus Gate when a Palestinian terrorist stabbed a 24-year-old border police officer. He was evacuated to hospital. The terrorist, Gadir Daramad, 20, from the village of Abwin north of Ramallah, who smuggled into Israel illegally, was shot by other officers in the area. When asked how his friends and neighbors in Tekoa were responding to the incident, Maimon said they very much aware of the threats but not living in fear. "We're confident, we trust the security establishment and we trust ourselves. When facing terror of this kind we need to know how to prevent similar incidents from happening again," he added. Israel's Interior Minister Ayelet Sheikh described Maimon as a hero. "Bravo to the Tekoa resident, a hero, who prevented a terrible disaster, protected his family, and took action in order to end this incident exactly as he should have done, by taking out the terrorist. I call on anyone who is able to carry a weapon to do so, in order to strengthen our security forces. Together we will win," she said. The terrorist was later identified as 17-year-old Muaytasim Muhammad Talib Atala, a member of the Hamas terror group. Hamas on Sunday warned it go back to carrying out suicide bombings and to burn down Israeli cities if Israel targets its senior members, as it has done in the past when faced with waves of terror. "We will burn the cities in the country's center and launch missiles at Tel Aviv and Gush Dan if Israel acts on its threats, those of which surpasses the enemy's imagination," a spokesman for the terror group warned. Sinwar this week threatened that if Israel violates the Al-Aqsa Mosque, it would launch another war. According to the Haaretz Daily, the suspects of a terror attack on Israel's Independence Day that left three people dead in the city of Elad were said to have been inspired by an incendiary speech by Sinwar calling on Palestinians and Arab Israelis to carry out terror attacks. "Let everyone who has a rifle, ready it. And if you don't have a rifle, ready your cleaver or an axe, or a knife," Sinwar said. The two suspects of Thursday's attack, Asad Yusuf Asad Arafai, 19, and Subi Ahmad Subi Abushkair, 20, killed three men and injured seven others with axes and knives. The spate of attacks have seen 18 people dead in recent weeks.